the elusive shadow that appears.
$100.
Attacks and vanishes.
It cannot hear us. Underground noise served up fresh.
Well, yes, my friends, it is time once again for the 8-Tracks Fierce broadcast show, the only internet broadcast that is all about brand new noise pop and noise punk. That's what I'm bringing to you. It's April, and let's see, this weekend was Record Store Day. So there's a lot of music coming out, but I'm going to try to bring you today the best noise that I was able to find. We're going to hear today from Deer Hunter, a little bit of Time's New Viking, and some other good stuff coming your way up in the next half hour, 45 minutes or so. Alright, so hope your past month was good. Things have been a little bit quiet on the 8-Tracks Fierce blog. Don't know if anybody has even noticed. That's alright. I've just been super, super busy at work and couldn't really post much, but to be honest, I haven't seen much to post about, and I wanted to save up some of the good stuff for today's show. So, let's get right to the music, and we're going to kick things off this April with a brand new track. It's the first track off of the Ravenettes' new album called Raven in the Grave. Came out back on April 4th on Vice Records. Raven in the Grave, it's a mostly mellow noise pop album. Really, there are only a couple of energetic tunes on it, but this first track is one of them. It's called Recharge and Revolt. Here we go. very nice new music there from the Ravenettes. And if that's your first taste of them, well, I feel sorry for you. No, I'm just kidding. They are a Danish duo, boy-girl duo. Though they currently list their location on MySpace as New York and L.A. So I guess they live in America now. I don't really know. Who cares? But Raven in the Grave is their fifth album. And they'll be promoting it on tour. Well, right now. They're touring the U.S. right now. And in June, they're going to move over to Europe and tour there for a while. You can find out more, including their tour schedule, on theravenettes.com. Alrighty. That's a good start, I'd say, to this show. Let's move on now to another band called Family Portrait. Five-piece from New Jersey. And they've got a self-titled debut EP called Family Portrait. It's on the Underwater People's label. It came out April 5th, and here's a track from that EP called Other Side. Family Portrait with a song called Other Side. Now there, this debut EP of theirs has some varied styles. Has a few instrumental tracks. It's an interesting album. Like I said, they're from Ridgewood, New Jersey. And if you like that, you can check them out and see what else they've got going on at their Tumblr. And that's at familyportraitband.tumblr.com. Cool. All right. Our third track of eight today is one from Cold Cave. I didn't know much about Cold Cave. This is from their second album that also came out April 5th. Album is called Cherish the Light Years. I like that title, Cherish the Light Years. And that came out on Matador Records this month. It's kind of an electric noise, dance, synth pop type of group. With a revolving cast. They're from New York, And I'm going to play a track from this new album called The Great Pan Is Dead. Yeah, buddy, there's some noise for you. That's Cold Cave, man. And that's the first track from their second album. Album, again, is called Cherish the Light Years. That band is led by a guy named Wesley Isold since 2005, so they've been around for a few years. And he and his mates are touring the U.S. right now in support of this album. And you can stream the whole album. And you can sign up for a free MP3 at their website, which is coldcave.net. They seem like some good guys. All right. Track number 4 is going to be a little bit of Crystal Stilts. If you're familiar with them, they're on Slumberland Records. And they have a new album, too. It's also their second album. And the name of it is In Love with Oblivion. Another pretty cool title. And here's a track with lots of heavy reverb. In fact, the whole album has a lot of reverb. If you like reverb, Crystal Stilts is your band, I guess. Here's a track. Oh, this album came out on April 12th. And here's a track called Half a Moon. Crystal Stilts, and they're touring the U.S. right now too. Not too surprising, since they've got a new album out. That's one of the nice things about this show is most of the bands I talk about are currently on tour, because I only talk about the new music. And you can check them out at crystalstilts.com. They're from Brooklyn, by the way. Five piece. All right. Hey. We're hearing some great stuff so far. This is a good month, huh? So let's take a little break. When we come back, I got some Deer Hunter for you, baby. Yeah, don't go away.
If you don't give your man 007, I will.
If your man lives for excitement, give him 007. There's a 007 gift set for every assignment. This one packs the full line, including 007 aftershave, hairdressing, and cologne. That's 007 for the license to kill women.
When you use 007, be kind. Get that!
For the best combination of filter and good taste, Kent satisfies best. Kent satisfies best. Kent satisfies best. For the best combination of filter and good taste, Kent satisfies best.
Kent, the only cigarette with the highly adsorptive micronite filter. The one cigarette that blends flavor-matured tobaccos. No wonder.
Kent satisfies best. Kent satisfies best. For the best combination of filter and good taste, Kent satisfies best.
Back to present ancient Chinese pantomime, just for fun of it, Jello Tonight. Back to present small Chinese type baby waiting for dessert. Chinese mother bling baby Jello, famous Western delicacy. Poor Chinese baby. He unable to tell if this Jello is strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, lime, apple, black raspberry, black cherry, or grape. Jello come in all 10 flavors. Poor Chinese baby. But Chinese mother bling baby, great Western invention. Spoon. Spoon was invented for eating Jello. Baby fine, this is grape Jello. Deep, dark, delicious new flavor. Chinese baby very happy. So end ancient Chinese pantomime. Is pretty good commercial, no?
And back to the music. Now, I mentioned earlier that this past weekend was Record Store Day on Saturday. And so lots and lots of music came out. But for me, the most interesting release was Deer Hunter's Memory Boy 7-inch single on vinyl. Memory Boy was a track from their most recent album called Halcyon Digest. It came out last September. Memory Boy is the second single from that album. And of course it has a B-side, so that's the new part here, is the B-side. And it's a song called Nosebleed. And we're gonna check it out right here. Nosebleed from Deer Hunter. Here we go. The newest noise from Deer Hunter, track called Nosebleed. Deer Hunter is a four-piece from Atlanta. I saw them in a gymnasium in upstate New York, a little college called Skidmore, several months ago. That was an interesting experience. They didn't wear any dresses or cover themselves with blood or anything that night, so that was a little disappointing. But man, musically, what a show that was. Like I said, that's the second single. That's the B-side of their second single from Halcyon Digest, which was their fourth album. The A-side, Memory Boy, they recently played that song on Letterman, along with a guy from The Black Lips, another Atlanta band, a guy named Cole Alexander. I'm hoping to see The Black Lips this week, tomorrow night, with Vivian Girls. If there are any tickets left, we'll have to see. But Deer Hunter is in Europe this week, touring around. And if you're not familiar with Deer Hunter, which I just assume anybody listening to this show up to this point is probably knows who Deer Hunter is. But their website, well, they have a blog spot at deerhuntertheband.blogspot.com. And then that latest album of theirs has its own website. And that's HalcyonDigest.com. Okay? All right. Always happy to hear some new stuff from Deer Hunter. And that was a good one. And I'm always happy to hear from Time's New Viking, a band from right here in Columbus. In fact, I'm gonna play you two bands from right here in Columbus that have a few things in common. But we're going to start with Time's New Viking. They have their fifth album is coming out next week. It's called Dancer Equired. It's on Merge Records and Car Park Records. It's a pretty cool album. And I'm going to play a track right now from that album called Ways to Go. Yeah, right. Time's New Viking. Very cool band. That album, this new album, Dancer Acquired, has 14 tracks in half an hour. They're pretty short ones. And it's full of nice, sweet boy-girl vocals, the kind I just love to hear. They're a trio from Columbus, like I said, and that's their fifth album. They're in Europe right now until mid-May, and then they're going to be touring the U.S., although they're apparently not bothering to play in their home state. They're not coming to Ohio at all, the jerks. But anyhow, their website is timesnewviking.net. And I'm going to follow that up with another trio from Columbus. both Times New Viking and this band called, and pardon my language, but it's the name of the band, it's Psychedelic Horse Shit. Both bands started in 05, so they're about the same age. And, you know, they're both kind of noisy, lo-fi bands. So, yeah, I thought that was interesting how much they have in common. But these guys don't have a girl in the band. It's three guys. And they have a new album also. And it's hard to say how many albums they've released. This is probably at least their fifth. But this new one is called Laced. And it's coming out May 10th, two or three weeks from now, on Fat Cat Records. And here's a track from Laced called French Countryside. It's kind of weird for them, but check this out. See what you think.
Swirling down the French countryside, swirling down the French countryside, swirling down the French side. Lazy dove songs die and they try to make some sense with your own current. Do what you're told and you'll have it made. Many of the people we run around in these circles with are just faceless clowns. You gotta pat them back before you take them down. You better say it right or just sit back down. Ponder the lab, don't make no sense. Better pick a style so there's a reference. Stay in those lines of what they expect. Be a hollow person in a hollow
So that's different even for this band. That's some interesting stuff. And that's the only track from this album that I've been able to get my hands on so far. I'm kind of hoping the whole album isn't like that, because it's not quite the noise pop, noise punk thing that I like to hear from Psychedelic Horse Shit, who basically, you know, I mean, where would this genre be without them these days? They're sort of at the vanguard of that whole shit-gaze scene that everybody talks about these days. Anyhow, I was in a bar with them a few weeks ago, but I didn't get to hear them play. They played way too late, and it was a school night. I mean, a work night. So that was a bummer. But at least I can say I was in the same room with them. They seemed like good guys, as far as I could tell. Here's a bonus. That band's releasing some free, unreleased MP3s. They're releasing some new music for free every week at their Tumblr, which is psychedelic-horseshit.tumblr.com. So that's pretty cool. Also, you can pre-order this album, Laced, through their MySpace, which is myspace.com/psychedelichorseshit. Cool. Thanks, guys. All right. Well, we've got one more track, and it's from the Fresh and Onlys. They have a new EP coming out called Secret Walls, and it's on Sacred Bones. Fresh and Only's is a four-piece from San Fran. They're touring the U.S. right now. They're playing some shows with Young Prisms and Crocodiles. Boy, that would be a really cool show to see. If only they were coming to Ohio. Come on, guys. Anyway, you can check them out at myspace.com/thefreshonlys or at their blogspot, thefreshandonlys.blogspot.com. And here's a track from the Secret Walls EP called Do You Believe in Destiny? And that's what I'm going to leave you with. Thanks so much for listening, and we will hear some more music together in May. See you then. Bye-bye.